Hi, I'm DeAndre.
And I'm Sherilyn from Flightline.
And you're tuned into Double Troubles Podcast.
Mr. Wall, who graduated from Northwood in 1987, taught and coached girls basketball here for 12 years. Then he became principal of Donnie Beckham for 10 years and is now the principal of Northwood.
Recently, Mr. Wall applied for the job as principal at Northwood. He came from Donnie Beckham Middle School. We have him here today to ask him about the year ahead of us.
Hey, Mr. Wall, how are you doing today?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for asking.
After many successful years as principal at Donnie Beckham, why did you decide to come to Northwood High School?
Well, that's a great question. Obviously, I love Donnie Beckham Middle School, and leaving there was very difficult for me. However, I think being the principal at Northwood has always been a dream of mine. It's been a career goal, and I think the time was right. I think it was just time for me to be here.
Students have mentioned that there's been a lack of school spirit in previous years. How are you planning on bringing more of that to the school?
Well, I think the idea of bringing more spirit to the school is something we're going to have to do together. I think it's important that we turn the focus of our school back to the students. I think we have to remember that, you know, we need to be creating memories for kids. So if we keep that as our focus, you know, I think that will help us in bringing back the spirit.
What is the area that you would like to make the biggest impact on?
Well, I would like to say that when I got to Northwood, what I found out in a hurry was that, academically speaking, this is a great place. The teachers have been doing an awesome job. The administrators have been doing an awesome job. I would like to make my impact on the climate and the culture of the school. When we've talked about it a little bit already, I mean, I want everybody here to have the best experience possible. I want kids to want to come to school. I want teachers to want to come to school. I want to come to school every day. So I just want to make sure people are learning, but they're also having a great time while they're here.
Do you prefer working at a high school or a middle school?
I don't know if I have a preference. Believe it or not, I've actually worked at all three levels. When I was in college, I taught at a private school and I taught kindergarten. So I've taught elementary. And then I was a high school teacher. I've been a middle school principal and now a high school principal. I think the key is that I love students. I mean, I absolutely love students. So I think I'm ready for the high school experience as a principal. So right now, I think I would have to say high school because that's where I am.
Is there anything else that you would like the students or teachers at Northwood to know about yourself?
I think it's important for everybody to understand that I don't have all the answers, that I don't know everything. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes just like everyone else. So in order for us to make Northwood the place we want it to be, it's going to take everybody. We're going to have everyone's input.
Is there anything else that you would like the students or teachers at Northwood to know about yourself?
I think it's important for everybody to understand that I don't have all the answers, that I don't know everything. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes just like everyone else. So in order for us to make Northwood the place we want it to be, it's going to take everybody. We're going to have everyone's input.
What is your favorite event or something that has happened this year so far?
I would have to say right now that probably my favorite event was my introduction as the new principal at Northwood High School at the first pep rally. That was a pretty humbling experience to see how I was received by the student body. So that was pretty special to me.
We really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us today.
Well, thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you for tuning in to Double Troubles Podcast.